If a date doesn't go well and you know that it's your own fault, that's tough, but it's easier to live with because you can own it and learn from your mistakes.
Yeah,
that's actually true.
Absolutely. That's a very progressive way to think of it.
I mean, it sucks, but there's no mystery.
Yeah.
It's much worse, though, when a date goes south because of something or someone that's totally out of your control.
Yeah.
It's frustrating, and that's what one of our listeners, Lana, said in her email. She also said she's a big fan of the show.
Oh, cool.
Good.
She doesn't miss a day. So,
that's
Lana,
awesome.
First of all, thank you for listening. And tell us about the guy that you went out with. What's his name?
Well, first of all, I just have to say hi.
Hi, Lana. I'm excited you finally get your moment on the show.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sorry that it has to deal with a bad date, but we're glad you're here.
Yeah. So let's get into your date. Tell us about the guy that you went out with. What's his name?
So this guy's name's Marcus.
Mm-hmm.
How did you meet Marcus?
We met on Bumble.
Okay.
And I've, like, met some pretty cool people on Bumble. Like, obviously nothing has worked out, but it's nice because it's, like, not super serious. And you have to do, like, a million questions to get your profile up, but it's not, like, just, like, a hookup thing like some of the other ones.
Yeah. I feel like those are all of them.
No! Bumble's above Tinder, below Hinge.
What's the most serious one?
That's like eHarmony.
That's like the okay,
SeriousDating.com.
No, no, it's like Match and stuff.
Yeah.
It's like old people looking for like...
When you're actually paying, that's when you're really serious.
I see. So you're medium serious about this.
So you're looking for someone to have fun with right now. You're not necessarily looking for the love of your life. Like,
yeah, I'm open to it. I just feel like I did eHarmony once and it was like kind of weirdo.
That's a serious one.
Yeah, that's a serious one.
Okay.
Sure.
So what did you like about Marcus?
Well, first of all, he's very handsome.
Okay.
All right.
Good. And he has a good job. He's an engineer, which I thought was pretty impressive.
Nice.
Cool.
And yeah, he just seemed like really relaxed and fun. Like he had some photos of him like doing things other than just drinking, which is nice.
What other things are there?
He had actually a photo of him doing like drag racing. So I'm like, is that just a hobby or are you, is that like a pretend photo?
He's like, no, I swear I'm in that car right there. You just can't see me.
So what did you and Marcus do for your date?
I thought this was such a cute idea. He suggested that we go have a little picnic in the park.
Oh, that's always fun.
Yeah, so sweet, low pressure. And so we got there and he had this like giant picnic basket.
Oh, good man.
Wow. Yeah.
I mean, you never know if you're just showing up to a park and he's got some Subway ready for you or if he, or if he actually went the extra mile and put together like some goods.
Well, actually, so we were chatting and having a good time. Then he was like, okay, you ready to eat?
Uh-huh.
So he opens up the picnic basket and he pulls out bags of KFC.
Oh, I was really close.
That's awesome.
I mean, but that's delicious.
Honestly, that's better. I think it'd be weird if he had homemade sandwiches. I don't know.
You
don't
think
so? Oh, that's, that's a guy thing. That's a red flag.
Yeah.
I was really hoping for a charcuterie board or something for her, you know?
That would be unnormal.
What did you think, Lana? Was the KFC a good move or a bad one?
Well, actually, I started laughing hysterically because on my profile, I say that I love KFC.
Oh,
nice.
Attention to detail.
That's
nicely
good.
Done, sir.
He can read.
Well,
amazing.
I mean, that's actually a lot of points. I mean, don't you think, Lana?
KFC is three letters.
Okay, you can spell, I guess.
But still, he's paying attention.
Yeah, that's great.
Like, I remember when I met my husband, he showed up with my coffee order. And I just thought it was so sweet, like so thoughtful, just those little things.
Okay, enough about Brooke's boring dating life. Let's get back to Lana. Keep us going with Marcus. What happened next?
Yeah, so, you know, we had a great time. We were like eating our fried chicken and hanging out. And then I started getting these like serious texts and phone calls from my sister, which I tried to ignore for a while. But then I was like, oh, no, maybe there's an emergency. Like maybe she got into a car accident or someone in the family is hurt, you know?
What was going on?
She was mad at me because I borrowed one of her outfits. I borrowed this like pantsuit thing. It's like a jumper kind of thing.
Those are really cute.
Okay.
But I don't know. I guess she freaked out and was calling me hysterically that I took her her outfit.
Okay. Uh-oh. I mean, but that didn't really affect your date at all, did it?
I don't know. I've lived with twin sisters and they get nasty over clothes.
Well, did you guys get into a yelling match over the phone right in front of him?
No, I mean, I like walked away and I mean, I don't know exactly if he heard, but like, I'm not shy. Like, I'm pretty expressive and I just probably moving my hands around like when I was talking to her.
Marcus is like, why did you just spit on your phone?
I mean, I think that that's pretty simple, though. Didn't you just go back and tell him, like, oh, my God, my dumb little sister called me because she's mad I borrowed her clothes. Like, don't you think that that would be...
He's probably going to get a glimpse of what their future fights will be
no,
like.
No, you don't think so? I think that it's, like, kind of funny.
That would be a red flag to me. I'd be like, oh, she obviously doesn't get along even with her own family. That's not good.
What was his attitude like when you got back after talking with your sister?
Yeah, I mean, he seemed like a little bit awkward. So I was like, why don't we just go over to the little playground area and we'll go swing him swings and kind of lighten things up a little bit.
Yeah. I'm wondering how much you were moving your hands now. Yeah. Are you like the wacky inflatable car salesman thing? Like,
I don't know. I think it depends on if this guy has a sibling or not. Because if you have a sibling, you can understand that relationship.
Totally.
Like that tension is okay, that you still love the person.
Yeah,
that's just sometimes how you communicate.
Or just an outfit you love.
Yeah.
Well, maybe we'll be able to get a gauge about how he was feeling based on how the date ended. How did that go?
You know, it was fine. Like, we didn't kiss or anything, which would have been kind of weird in the middle of the park.
Right.
He did hug me, and, you know, he had to go to his buddy's birthday party, and I had a dinner to go to, so we couldn't, like, linger very long. But I thought we had a great time, and in, like, the grand scheme of things, I actually would be open to a relationship with this guy. Like, he seems like definitely marriage material.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, your sister is in so much trouble if she screwed this up for you.
All right, well, let's see if the sister drama continues. We'll play a song, we'll come back, we'll call Marcus for you and try and get you your second date update, okay?
Yeah, you guys are awesome. Thank you so much.
All right, hold on, Lana.